Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Both teams 4-1. Joining us now to talk about that, you got Big Ten Media Day happening with basketball. Buzz Williams, according to Joe Lenardi, his crew expected right now 9 seed in the way too early mocks of the upcoming NCAA tournament. We got a lot to get to, and here to answer a lot of these questions, he's the athletic director of the University of Maryland. Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99. $2 off personal pitchers, which is good because I don't want nobody touching my pitcher. But let's bring him in. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, Bob. Great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. And Jim, I was at, unfortunately, a celebration of life this past Saturday, but I was wearing my Maryland shirt. And the game had come on at 3:30, and of course, Maryland's rolling through it, and people were even coming up high-fiving, congratulations, Vinny didn't see the game, but we were watching it, and I'm like, yeah, it's all good, it's cool, it's 20-0, then it got uncool real quick, but first of all, atmosphere was great, sold out, students were there, 51,000, but, you know, sometimes you play four quarters, 60 minutes for a reason, and what the hell happened at the end of the third through the fourth?
Hey, Bob, I think you just said it best. You got to play four quarters in the Big Ten in order to win football games. And, you know, we haven't been great in the fourth quarter. We've got to be great in the fourth quarter going forward. Coach knows that. He's been stressing that all week with the team that we got to be a four-quarter team. We got to, you know, we're not making excuses, but we got a young team. So getting into those situations for the first time, you know, and being able to correct whatever did happen in that fourth quarter, I know we're going to correct it. I know we're going to be better, and we're going to play four quarters this week.
And you hear the old mantra, I saw a lot of it on social media and reading some of the stories, Jim, after the game. Well, same old Maryland. This is the game that they would normally lose. And, you know, my rebuttal to that, well, same old Maryland, they were lost by 40 in that game. So Mike Loxley's message to the team was what after it? And, yeah, you're underdogs against Nebraska, but certainly a winnable game before you head out west to UCLA, coming off a pretty impressive win themselves.
Yeah, I thought we matched up really well against Washington. You saw a really close game, two very talented teams with a lot of talent out there on the field, and I think it's going to be the same this week with Nebraska. Nebraska's got some talent. We've got some talent. It's going to be another really good game, and we're going to have to play four quarters to end up 5-1 at the end of that one. So I think that's the message all week. It's a very positive. There's a lot of positive energy in the football program right now. These, you know, people say same old Maryland. This is not the same old team. This is a young, energetic, focused team on getting to the next game. If those guys could have gone to play on Sunday, they would have wanted to be on the field on Sunday to play again. That's how angry they were after the game. That's what you want everyone to feel. You want everybody to be angry in the locker room after that kind of a game, want to get back out there. We're going to get back out there. We're going to play really well this week against Nebraska.
Hey, Jim, I was in Phoenix, and I'm watching some other college games because the Big Ten Network, they don't have it on out in Arizona. So they had a break in one of the games or whatever, and they came in and said, oh, Maryland just took the lead 20-0. Looks like they're going to be 5-0. I said, that's awesome, you know. But And then I saw the final score. What was the environment like, and how happy were you with the environment and the fans that showed up on Saturday?
Well, before we talk about the environment, hey, congratulations to your son, Charlie, for a, I think it's a school record at Penn State. I guess you were out at a hockey game. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
So now I know where all your NIL money is going.
Yes.
But remember, you pay Maryland taxes, so you still got to keep Maryland one in your in your idea here. But the energy and the seriously, congratulations to your son. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, and so the energy at the at CQ was really, really positive. That was walking around in pregame was exactly what a Big Ten tailgate atmosphere feels like. The energy was there. The amount of people waiting for the team to get off the bus and do Terps walk down was awesome. It was it. We happened to get an incredibly beautiful day on top of it. Everything was leading up to what was going to be a fantastic finish. And then, you know, look, we've got a young team, and it didn't end up that way. But, the people had a great time that came, and the energy was just really good. Really, really proud of our fans. Super proud of our students. They turned out again and ready to do it again this week.
Now, Jim, I'll definitely be watching on Saturday. Let me just say that. Now, what do you have planned for Saturday for, you know, what's going to happen, fan base, and any special things going on?
So, yeah, we got a little Oktoberfest theme going on. So you'll see some specials concession-wise throughout the stadium, including a collectible cup that comes with one of a special beer that you can buy. We had a discounted pretzel. So we're leaning into Oktoberfest. It's going to be great October weather, actually great football weather. So it's going to be, you know, another fun day at CQ Stadium.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us as he does every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle, ask the AD. All right, basketball media day for the men happening. Buzz Williams' team, all right, not getting a lot of preseason accolades from a team perspective, certainly from an individual perspective, but talk about the energy level happening around that team. Now, the women are getting their flowers, as they normally do, because Brendan Freeze has built a dynasty down there in College Park. But what about men and Buzz coming in? It's literally a whole new coaching staff, a whole new team, but still a lot of excitement coming off their first Sweet 16 in 9 years.
Yeah, there is a lot of excitement for both our basketball programs. You know, Brenda has done an absolutely fantastic job here at the University of Maryland. She has built, you said it best, a dynasty. We're going to be a top team in the Big Ten this year and next year. If you follow recruiting, you can see who she's got coming in. And then if you follow recruiting on the men's side, Buzz has done a really good job. And remember, he got here, I say this all the time, I'm not sure there was another NCAA basketball Division I program that a coach took over and had zero players and had to build a roster from zero. And so the fact that people are picking them where he is right now, I think, I think he's fine where it's at because he doesn't listen to any of that. He knows what his team can do. A Buzz Williams team, you watch a practice. Buzz's team has incredible energy, and we're thrilled to open. You know, can't wait to get it started on November 3rd in Baltimore, playing Coppin State. So the men's team's ready, the women's team's ready. We're ready for basketball, but most importantly, we're ready for football this Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terps hanging on Nebraska, 3:30 kickoff at game. You get here on 105.7 The Fan. Jim and his total request Thursday. What do you want to hear?
Okay, so I'm gonna go early in October just to get into the theme of Halloween. So how about Thriller by Michael Jackson?
Thriller by Thriller. Michael Jackson. I think we could pull that one up. Jim, appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
There's Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland. We'll come back, start breaking out some of this Rams film. We'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner preview Ravens and Rams with him. Ravens getting 7.5. So the two football teams, the big ones anyway, both underdogs at home this weekend.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, we did the Ravens yesterday. It was
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.